This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. This was pretty shocking. An 18-year-old girl in Nepal has died because she was bit by a snake when she was in her menstruation hut. Now, here we are in this day and age, still separating women when they have their period. Local officials reportedly told AFP that the teen, identified as Tulasi Shahi, died on Friday after being bitten twice by a venomous snake. She survived for 7 hours after the snake bite, but died because medical treatment was delayed, according to the local mayor. Local police allegedly confirmed that the girl had died, but did not release the details. Local reports alleged that her family sought treatment from a village nearby. It's a common practice in western parts of Nepal, where it's called, Chahapati, where families send women who are menstruating or have just given birth away from the family home because they believe it is impure. Now, from what I understand, this was outlawed in 2005, according to Fox News in Nepal, but apparently in some, some sectors or villages or whatever, they still practice that. I remember in my Bible, reading, when I was in high school, I read it cover to cover. It was difficult to understand, you know, when they were like, you know, Abraham begot Isaac, begot, you know, when they go through all the names of all the people who, you know, when they start to really do the bookkeeping of, you know, who gave birth to who, you know, you read them and it was like names. But I remember what really stood out was the menstruation part, where menstruation was kind of an impurity. And so if you had your period, you weren't supposed to touch certain things. You weren't supposed to. I believe it was in Leviticus where it kind of outlines, you know, what you're not supposed to do with a period. Now, I remember my father making sure that all the couches were completely covered. And it wasn't because of a biblical thing. It's because he's like, you're going to make a mess. And I'm like, in my periods in the beginning, they weren't like that. I was like, you know, why would you say that would happen? Now, Nelly, after your first kid, yeah, we're talking Niagara Falls. But when I was younger, I was like, I'm really not having that many issues. I don't know why we have to, you know, sit here and have hazmat suits on, Dad, every time I have my period. And, you know, it's funny. I wasn't embarrassed about having my period. I was really open, you know, because you had a lot of chores growing up. And I learned very early on that if you had your period, you got out of stuff. You didn't get out of stuff completely. You had to really pretend you had bad cramps. But for the most part, my parents didn't fall for it. They're like, bust a move. So, it was complete, you know, hazmat, OSHA, you know, CDC, World Health Organization, Committee on Congress all coming into our household every time I had my period. That's just the way it was. But, you know, this idea of being quote-unquote impure, you know, as a doctor, I like to look at the Bible and find out what was the advantage, either the evolutionary advantage or the medical advantage. You know, we talk about the laws of Kashrut, where we're not supposed to eat pig in the Old Testament. You're not supposed to eat pork. Well, that makes sense because it looks like a lot of people were probably getting sick from pork because undercooked pork can kill you. The trichomoniasis. So that's a concern. Shellfish. Okay. Undercooked shellfish. We're not supposed to eat shellfish. Okay. In the Bible, no shellfish. Well, probably because people that, undercooked it, got sick as well. There's also a dorsal vein that is in shellfish, and I guess eating that, ingesting that with the blood or whatever, there's some toxins within that that apparently also affected people back then. So when you look at some of the laws of kashrut, you were looking at, oh, okay, well, you know, maybe there was, you know, there was an advantage to that. People were getting sick, so it's an unclean animal. If it's an unclean animal, don't touch it. Mixing milk and meat, we talked about that, where the Bible says you're not supposed to boil a kid in its mother's milk. Mixing milk and meat, that's a respect issue. Although some scholars have gone, well, actually, eating dairy and meat at the same time is not good for digestion, could, you know, change the way your microbes are in your bowel, your normal bowel flora. So there may be, you know, a medical reason for that. But, you know, when I was younger, I didn't care about medical reasons. Like, if this is what God wants, this is what God wants, all right? But what about the period? What about the idea of, oh, she is unclean, she's impure? Well, you could say, well, a woman can't get pregnant when she's on her period, so maybe that's why they didn't want people having sex when somebody was on their period. No, that's not true. You could still get pregnant on your period. You know, it all depends on when you ovulate. If you ovulate, and you ovulate maybe twice in 1 month, right, the first one that triggers the full whole cycle, and then, you know, you decide to pop out another egg, yeah, you could get pregnant on your period. So it's not that, it's more rare. You know, and maybe sex at the time wasn't supposed to be for fun, but it was supposed to be for procreation, so that could have been an issue. Maybe it's because blood carries diseases, and they didn't want people being exposed to blood, you know. Again, we're not sitting here, you know, our job isn't to try to, you know, go into the mind of the Lord and figure out why these rules were made in Leviticus. But, you know, you do kind of wonder. You know, what's the big deal? Periods are one of the most natural, normal, occurring, frequent. I don't know how many periods a woman's supposed to have in her life. It's a hell of a lot. Okay, if you have 12 a year, right, and you live 50 years, right, let's say 50 years, and that was good back then. Maybe menopause might have started 40 earlier, right, and you started your periods when you were 13. You know, you see how many cycles you have. This is a very, very common practice. So why would there be all these laws? Why would there be, and even today, as you see in Nepal, all this concern that somebody is impure and they have to be, and it's not their fault, right? Maybe it's because they wanted women to get pregnant. Maybe it stinks so bad when you have a period because you can't be with your husband, you can't sleep anywhere, you can't be anywhere because you're impure that you want to be pregnant so you stop getting your periods. Maybe that's it. I don't know. Interesting nonetheless. 1-877-DOCTOR. We'll be right back. Wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today. Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calvin's Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Blake, who is working the or Manny, who's working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. Ira writes, I heard sometime before you watch AMC's Turn, the Washington Spy Story. I do. I like that one. I had no idea it was on until recently, and thank you for emailing me. He said, are you watching it this season? George Washington appears to have normal teeth. Didn't he have wooden teeth? Can you tell us about that? Now, do you guys remember when we talked about the whole Washington wooden teeth issue? Okay. Washington, from what we understand, he lost a lot of his teeth. We don't know if it was because he had a lot of, there's a lot of theories as to how he lost his teeth. He had been afflicted early on. He apparently suffered a variety of things, diphtheria, tuberculosis, malaria, smallpox, dysentery, tonsillitis, epiglottitis. He had a variety of issues. And from what we understand, he was treated with mercury oxide for his smallpox and malaria. We believe that that might have caused his tooth loss. And I read somewhere that by the time he became president, he only had one original tooth. Yet they didn't make the teeth out of wood. They made the teeth out of like a hippopotamus, walrus, elephant, ivory type thing. So dentistry back then is they would use other bone, you know, or ivory, obviously, and tusks and to make the teeth. And, I mean, George Washington was a hero. So whatever he needed, he got. But it's unfortunate that he, you know, suffered from a lot of issues. You know, they said during one of his battles, they said he had to ride with a pillow on his saddle because he had fever, he was ill, and they think what had happened is the dysentery made his tushy so sore with all the diarrhea that he needed a pillow. When he died, you know, George Washington died in 1799, and we don't know the exact cause. It's a presumed epiglottitis. Sore throat, difficulty breathing. They said that in the end, doctors had treated him by burning and blistering him. That's what they used to do to draw out the humors. So probably the medical, you know, the science behind it is, you know, when you cut somebody and they bleed out and they bleed, which is something that they used to do. They used to use leeches, etc. You had to incite an inflammatory response. And so, you know, for some people, this worked. And the reason why this worked, my guess, is because, you know, when you cut yourself, you have to recruit your platelets, you know, obviously clotting factors, blood cells, white blood cells, red blood cells, etc. And so deputizing a lot of the cells, you know, and you know, bringing them to action might then allow that, you know, others circulating around the other parts of the body going, oh, let me fight this. You know, same thing with blistering. When you blister somebody with heat or whatever, it, again, causes an inflammatory response. And so that inflammatory response, possibly fights other infections. Unfortunately for him, he died, from what I understand, at home and, you know, surrounded by, you know, family and but in pain. The medical conditions of the presidents always have fascinated me. I've written an article on this. You can go to my website go to my Facebook for this. JFK has been back in the news. Remember I told you a few years back that JFK was wearing a back brace the day he was assassinated? And if he wasn't wearing that back brace, he could have possibly survived. Because what happened is he sustained the first shot, and then rather than falling over, you know, and, you know, slumping over and falling off the seat, the back brace kept him upright. So he was still in a perfect position for that next shot to come and hit him in the head. And so another case report has come out where they've been talking about this. I think it comes out of the University of Arkansas. I need to find it. But they're talking about it again in the news today, how they think that President Kennedy's chronic back pain led to his ultimate death. He had a lot of issues. Apparently he had a football injury, JFK, in 1937. And then he had to have 4 spinal surgeries between the years 1944 and 1957. He had a discectomy where the discs, disc was removed. From what I understand, there was hardware put in. Then he had to have the hardware taken out. He also had an infection near an operative site. From what we understand, he abscessed, had a staph infection. Reports say he was oozing, and it was kind of messy. And so, he had a lot of medical issues. Of course, we talked about Addison's disease, where his kidneys weren't working. Apparently, he was using steroids, anti-inflammatory steroids, for his pain conditions. And they think that that might have caused him to abruptly go into Addison's disease, where he had adrenal insufficiency. Obviously causes him to be more tan, bone issues. He unfortunately suffered more than we know. From what we understand, he needed crutches. He needed constant injections. They used Procaine, which is kind of a lidocaine. They did trigger point shots. We talked about, what those are, where we find the muscles that are spasming, we find that little epicenter, and then we inject. Nowadays, we inject you with lidocaine, marcaine, and a little steroid. But back then, his doctor, I think, only injected procaine. And that would help him temporarily. But they say his back problems started, you know, back in the 1940s when he was in the U.S. Navy Reserve. He was, he was hit. His boat was hit by a Japanese destroyer, killed two crew members, stranded him and his shipmates. Daily Mail said, he had to, pull a badly wounded crewman to safety by putting the strap of his life jacket in his teeth for 5 hours as he swam to a nearby island. So he messed up his back pretty good. And so, unfortunately, he needed braces. He needed back braces, et cetera. And that could have possibly put him in the line of fire when he was shot in 1963. James Garfield, President Garfield, he was shot twice, once in the arm and once in the back in 1881. And what was interesting about James Garfield is the bullet wounds shouldn't have killed him. All right? They were non-lethal. But what happened is when he was at the train station and he was shot, the practitioner stuck their fingers in to find the bullets. And this gave him an infection. Also, they fed James Garfield by rectal enema. One of the bullets, they thought, pierced his bowel. So they tried to feed him rectally. They fed him beef bouillon, egg yolks, milk, whiskey, opium through the rectum. It was called a nutritional enema, but obviously you don't absorb nutrients in the colon. So he was starting to become malnourished. They said Alexander Graham Bell devised a metal detector made of a battery and several metal coils to try to find his bullet. But unfortunately, the attempt was unsuccessful. James Garfield died about 80 days after his gunshot wounds. Thomas Jefferson's very interesting, was ahead of his time. He died when he was 83. He lived a very, very long life. He wasn't vegetarian, but on his own, he decided to cut back on meat and increase his vegetable intake. He also slept pretty well. Always slept about 5 to 8 hours of sleep in a reclined position. He wouldn't smoke. He was pretty regimented with his alcohol. He said that he would drink about 3 to 4 glasses at dinner, but no more than that. Some people think that he had Asperger's as well. Thomas Jefferson. So that was, he was obviously ahead of his time. William Taft weighed over 300 pounds. And he would nod off during the day during meetings with world leaders. So when you see somebody over 300 pounds, you think, well, maybe he had narcolepsy because he had sleep apnea. Maybe he was so obese that he had sleep apnea, therefore wasn't getting good sleep, and would nod off during the day. What was interesting is he could be a poster child for the Atkins diet because his doctor, back when he was president, put him on a low-carb diet, and he lost 60 pounds. We've talked about FDR many times on the show. Not only did he have polio, cerebral hemorrhage, high blood pressure, but he possibly had, as you could see, he did have malignant melanoma above the left eyebrow. Abraham Lincoln, everybody thinks, had Marfan syndrome. He didn't. He had what they believe a genetic disorder that looked like Marfan's. He had tall, lanky, long limbs, constipation, a large lower lip, but also pseudo-depression. And many people wonder if he possibly was suicidal. And there's this suicide soliloquy poem out there that they believe that he might have written. He actually was alive for at least 11 hours after he was shot. Physicians were relieving the intracranial pressure from his brain. And from what we understand, they were doing a damn good job. But unfortunately, he fell unconscious, never woke up 11 hours after he was shot. Woodrow Wilson, we know he had a stroke. They believe his wife ran the country while he was bedridden. He died in 1924, even though he had a stroke in 1919. Dwight Eisenhower had a heart attack. He thought he was getting gas pains, had indigestion. But in 1955, he had a heart attack. He was kept on bed rest, got better, and then ran again for another term and was successful. So that's kind of a little scoop on our presidents and their medical history. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DAFT-ALLY.
Tyler, time to go for a family walk. Just let me nap a little longer.
You promised we'd get more active.
I know. How come you're so ready to go?
It's Superberries Aronia Berries.
Aronia what?
Aronia Berries from Superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness.
Where'd you get them?
I ordered them from Superberries.com/radio, and right now we can get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus, we can save $4 at checkout.
I can't wait to try them. I'll get the doll.
I'll get the hint.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com. Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
Everything you've heard about or read about regarding identity theft is wrong. There are dozens and dozens of companies out there claiming that they can prevent identity theft or that monitoring your credit file will help you prevent identity theft. And I'm here to tell you, it's simply not true. It's a scam. No one can prevent identity theft, and I mean no one. Credit monitoring will not alert you to 80% of the fraudulent issues that can happen to you. Friends, there's only one company that has the solution to identity theft. That's my friends over at Liberty ID. Liberty ID fixes the damages caused by identity theft. In fact, they've successfully restored the identities of over 60,000 individuals without fail. Call my friends at Liberty ID today to see if you've been compromised. If you're on your cell phone, you probably have been. And my friends at Liberty ID will let you know if you have and what you can do to fix it. Call right now, 844-44-LIBERTY. That's 844-44-LIBERTY. Or visit them at libertyid.com and use discount code GCN at checkout.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-D-I, guys, fix your radios. 1-877-D-O-C-D-A-L-I. Whee! Crazy stuff. I want to welcome our newest affiliate, KLID, 1340 AM from Poplar Bluff, Missouri. Welcome. So glad you guys are tuning in. My other listeners, please be nice to the new affiliate. Be nice. Okay, whenever we have new listeners, be nice. Okay, you guys kind of get all territorial here. Jorge from Rancho Cucamonga asks, my wife wants to try Viagra. Does it work for girls? And let me reiterate, guys, you can always call in, all right? 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. I get more information when you guys, can talk to me. So try to call in at 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. But we still do welcome emails, Facebook, Twitter. You can send your questions by a whole variety of methods. So, Jorge, my wife wants to try Viagra. Does it work for girls? That's a good question. I tried Viagra. When we were in school, Pfizer, that brought some Viagra samples. And Viagra was huge in the late 90s. Huge. Everybody, wanted to try it, and men were swearing by it. So women, who, many times suffer from hyposexual desire disorder, thought that maybe this could help women as well. And so we had lots of patients asking, and we actually had a lot of men saying, look, can you give this to my wife? And we're like, no, it's not approved for women. It doesn't work that way. Okay, this helps increase or maintain blood flow to the penis. All right, unless your woman has a penis, it really probably won't help. But women wanted to try it. So in medical school, I found it very frustrating as a student to, not be able to, understand what, sample. Why would, let's say, a blood pressure medicine make you swell? Why would a, and I'm not saying I wanted all the side effects to happen to me, but it's very interesting where, once you experience something, whether it was mono or having a baby, I became a better doctor. So a bunch of us were like, well, look, let's see if Viagra works. So the guy resident said, ladies, do this. And I'm like, I'm fine with it. I'll take one. And I took one. And all I remember, and maybe it's because I was too worried, and scared that I took it. All I remember is my heart was racing. And I remember being very scared. And I didn't really see it enhance anything from the sexual standpoint. And I didn't like it. So as a woman, no, I did not like trying Viagra. Now, I've had some listeners say, yeah, my lady takes Viagra and it works for her. Then it's placebo. Because, again, it's not designed. It's designed to prevent the feedback mechanism. We talked about the erectile, the erection phase and the erection cycle that happens in men. And, blood can't always stay in the penis during an erection, right? Blood has to withdraw. Okay, the vessels have to change so that a man could go back to limp because he's got to go to work. He's got to ride a horse. He's got to build a cave. He's got to, so that's why, the body was designed, where you would have an erection for the short period of time that you need it. What's now the average length of time of sex? 45 seconds, right? Maybe a little longer. I don't know how these young people say that's 15 minutes. I have never had any sexual episode last a whole 15 minutes. I can't even imagine that. Man, I could probably fit 20 sexual episodes in that time. But anyway, all right, but not to get personal here. It's about you guys. So with Viagra, what happens take a step back. For people who need Viagra, they either have trouble starting an erection or they start the erection, but they can't maintain it. Okay? Starting the erection is a little difficult. There could be a lot more mental and emotional issues that need to be in play. Starting an erection and it falling through requires us making sure we keep that blood flow there. So these phosphodiesterase inhibitors, what they allow us to do is keep that blood flow still there for a longer period of time so you could complete the act of sex. Remember, the purpose of sex is to make babies. Right? It's very difficult to make a baby if you can't complete the act of sex. And most people want it just, to have fun. But Viagra was able to really, really make its mark, in the medical world because of it allowing people to, complete sex. It was originally designed to be a heart medication, which, by the way, there's another, report coming out on that. In terms of using Viagra, apparently this is interesting. Really quickly here, let me take a step back. They say Viagra could be used, right, to coat stents in future heart surgeries. Right, people that have stents to keep the blood flow going to the heart, they found that the drug reduced blood clots and prevented a re-narrowing or a restenosis of the arteries after stent placement. Putting somebody on Viagra makes a lot of sense when it comes to that. in terms of, again, blood flow when it comes to heart procedures. So it's an interesting study that's come out. It'll be nice to see Viagra used for what it was originally designed to be used for. Okay, so now a woman. So why won't Viagra help a woman? Well, because for a woman, if a woman is taking Viagra, what is she taking Viagra for? Is she taking it to climax? Most women, they don't have an issue with that. Some women do. But most women have the issue of just getting started to begin with, a drive issue. Well, Viagra has nothing to do with drive. It has to do with your blood vessels and blood flow. So why would Viagra even work? Unless there's a placebo effect. Some women need to feel like they popped a pill, smoked a joint, or whatever, in order to get in the mood. Okay, all right. But, you know, some women, they just can't relax. And if they feel relaxed, they could then enjoy sex. It's very hard to have sex when you're all tense. Okay? Ask my husband. So, again, sorry about the personal. Sorry. I'll keep it about you guys. Keep it about you guys. So, no, Jorge, it won't work. I'd love to talk to you is, you know, what is the issue? If a woman has low sex drive, is it her hormones? Is it because sex hurts all of a sudden? A woman could be in the mood, but if sex hurts, the body immediately turns that mood off. You know, is it because a woman's going through menopause, so she's starting to get more dry down there, so it feels like ripped parchment paper down there? Is it that, you know, there's the attraction's gone in the marriage? You know, I always talk to women, I go, look, you got to be really honest. You don't have to be honest with me, just be honest with yourself, okay? Is your sex drive down because of something biological, or is it your husband? Or your partner. No, I love him, I love him, I love him, okay. And then I'll say, okay, well, what about Michael Fassbender? If you saw a movie with Michael Fassbender, would you have any issues with your sex drive? Oh, no, it's Michael Fassbender. There you go. So, that's okay, that's normal. It is normal to be less aroused by your partner after multiple years of marriage. Again, ask my husband, okay? I am not very sexy. I told you guys about this muumuu. I am really liking this muumuu. I have this muumuu. It is so awesome because now when I go to the bathroom, I don't have to wait to take off my pajama bottoms. All I have to do is hike up the muumuu. It's really great. If it wasn't for, you know, the cats trying to crawl under, you know, the skirt and go, hi, I could wear it all day long. I really like my muumuu. But there's a lot of factors. The point to this is there's a lot of factors when it comes to the woman's loss of sex drive. And back to evolutionary reasons, in the olden days, I guess, if a woman, once she reached her sexual maturity or her peak in terms of childbearing, there really wasn't a lot of incentive then for her to have sex. Because remember, the animal kingdom wants to make sure you propagate progeny. So if she has the risk of giving birth to offspring not as healthy because she's advanced maternal age, there's not really an evolutionary drive for her to want to have sex. So that's why a lot of women, after they've had a couple kids, the sex drive drops. It's to protect the other kids. It's to protect the future generations. And so, you know, you are fighting, when you have a loss of sex drive in your lady, you are fighting a very, very big obstacle that nature put in your way. For other women, they're like, no, I'm good. So 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. We'll be right back.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-656-9775. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-656-9775. That's 1-800-656-9775. 1-800-656-9775.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. 99 bucks for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Back in the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Well, some of you guys like robots. Some of you guys like getting stuff done for free. Well, this report caught my eye. We have a robot lawyer that was able to, according to Daily Mail, overturn 160,000 parking tickets and now can help you in 1,000 legal areas for free. This is a robot lawyer. This is some crazy stuff. Okay, I didn't think I was going to be reporting on something like this for another 25, 30 years. They say, do not pay, that's what it's called, do not pay, it's a robot, has been helping people to dispute around 160,000 parking tickets since 2015. Now it's expanded its capabilities this month. The robot lawyer can help users tackle issues on 1,000 different legal areas, covering consumer, workplace rights, and it's completely free. They say Do Not Pay was launched by Joshua Browder, a Stanford University student, in 2015 to appeal parking tickets. Last year, Mr. Browder upgraded the bot to be able to give advice to homeless people in the UK. People can use it in the US and the UK. It offers advice on consumer workplace rights in the United States, including harassment at work, misleading claims and advertising. And Mr. Browder said, speaking to Mashable, the expansion is into consumer rights, from fighting your landlord to getting a refund when something isn't delivered on time. You communicate with the robot through an online chat, where they could type in what they need advice on, like I'm arguing with my landlord. The virtual lawyer then offers options on how to help, such as send a warning, notify authorities, or dispute eviction notice. Do Not Pay can also connect users to outside help, such as pro bono legal representation for more serious cases. On the outset, looking at this, this is too good to be true. You know, we've had to use lawyers, right, to make a will or, you know, to write a letter. And Lord have mercy, they're expensive. I mean, wow. You said that, you know, people say doctors cost you an arm and a leg. Oh, hell no. I make $2.42 when I see a patient for sometimes spending 30 minutes in the room, if that. Yet a lawyer can make $500, $600, $700 an hour easy? All right, so I see where there could be a big demand for this Do Not Pay robot. So the virtual lawyer offers options. They say credit card companies. Even credit card company issues. Half of all parking tickets are dismissed in New York. Are you kidding me? I paid all my parking tickets in New York. Are you kidding me? Half of all parking tickets are dismissed in New York? Oh, my gosh. I didn't know you could fight those. I thought it was New York. You can't fight them. No. They say the main way to correct this unfairness usually was to pay a lawyer hundreds of dollars to copy and paste a document. They hope Do Not Pay now gives more people a way to stand up for rights. So who pays for this? I mean, I'm wondering if maybe there's advertising on there. Maybe what happens is the company sells advertising. But to offer this service for free, you know, this is one thing I've noticed. We have been fueling a society that wants free stuff. We've been getting stuff for free now for a while. I'm not talking about entitlements and welfare and Medicaid and Obamacare and Obama phones. I'm not talking about that. If I want to listen to a song, I don't necessarily have to buy the song. I could type it in on YouTube and play the song. I really had a hankering to hear a Bruno Mars song, When I Was Your Man. That song. So I just YouTubed it. Boom, I could listen to the song. If I want to, Netflix you have to pay for, but I mean, if I wanted to see, let's say, a clip of a TV show, again, it's on YouTube. So it's, you know, you get that for free. If I don't want to drive to a library and look something up in Encyclopedia Britannica, I could go online and Google it. If I wanted to listen to the Dr. Dahlia show, Lord knows why anybody would want to do that, but if I wanted to, boom, the podcasts are there for free. Go to gsanlive.com. So, I mean, you know, we're able to get what we want for mail. I could get correspondence for free through email. I don't have to send a letter. I don't have to go and get a stamp. I don't have to buy envelopes. I don't have to buy stationery. All I have to do is type. Now, true, it's not all for free. Well, you're paying for your computer. You're paying for your internet service. Okay, you're paying. Maybe you're paying more power. So you do end up paying, but we just feel like we're in the of just being able to get stuff for free. You know, Costco, Sam's Club. You get to, walk around the place and you get to get food for free. People like free stuff. They do. They like to get free advice, medical advice. People love medical advice. You can get medical advice for free. You go on to WebMD or you listen to my show or whatever. People like free stuff. And when you get stuff for free, you know, and you're somebody like me that really likes to save money, again, I'm not blaming you guys. I'm with you. If I get something for free, you know, why would I, jump to pay for something? I would try all the free avenues first. Now, that's a problem when it comes to medicine because, unfortunately, a lot of people go online and they will just try to do it themselves. Okay, a lot of us have done it ourselves, right? And that's another thing. The Internet teaches you how to do it yourself. Now, if I wanted to do something for my hair or for my nails or whatever and I didn't want to pay somebody to do it for me, I'd do it myself. Now, what ends up happening is the pendulum swings the other way. People do it yourself and they realize that it sucks. They realize that trying to do things yourself costs you more time and money, that what you're paying for is basically convenience, and convenience is worth something. So, you know, if you and I have noticed that a lot of lawyers, okay, you know, do cut and paste letters. If there's a form letter that he writes to employers, it's on a file, he just writes it, you know, changes the name around and sends that letter. You know, if there's a will or a document or whatever, you know, we see form letters done. And this idea of copying and pasting and you and I having to pay for that, that ticks us off. Now, what you're paying for is that a lawyer sent it. What you're paying for is like the fear. You know, if I need to send a lawyer to somebody, if I need to send a letter to somebody and let them know that we mean business, that we're going to sue their tail off, yeah, it helps when they see an actual lawyer. So what you're paying for is the heavy, you know, the posse, the, you know, having that team behind you. And it is, it's very frightening. And also sometimes, you know, you need to let people think that, you know, you don't care. Money's no object. I have no problem taking you down, right? Because you did me wrong. And so, you know, for some of us, you know, yeah, that's, we'll pay for an attorney. Well worth it. Or, you know, you get yourself up in the pickle, don't pay your taxes or something. I don't know what's going on now with Mayweather, but, you have some issue and you need somebody to kind of help deal with this big entity that's a lot bigger than you. That's what lawyers are for. Okay. I get that. I don't understand contract law. I know why we need lawyers for that, but I think it's ridiculous. There's a contract you can't read, you can't understand, so you have to hire a lawyer to read and understand it and add and there's an art to this fancy schmancy language. Why can't we just say what we mean so we don't need the attorneys? But I have attorney friends. I do. I know it kind of sounds like an oxymoron, but you can have friends who are attorneys, and I want them to stay in business, but I love the idea of being able to access something for free. Especially for parking tickets. Lord have mercy. You know how many tickets? Now, they didn't say speeding tickets. They said parking tickets. Okay, speeding tickets, that's a whole other thing. Whew. I got tons of those. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't wait.
BuySellMakeOffer.com is better than ever. I'm Pat Matthews here to tell you that BuySellMakeOffer.com, the revolutionary site for buying and selling anything and everything, just upped the ante. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and click the Sign Me Up button. When you do, you'll get the first month free, and then it's just $9.95 a month to be a member forever. And you don't need a credit card for the initial setup. Create your own store on the site and sell whatever you want, as long as it's legal, however you want, and sell an unlimited number of items. Create your own intro video to describe what your store is all about. Use Skype to see who you're buying from or selling to.
sell unused household items, as well as antiques, cars, televisions, collectibles, and real estate. The possibilities are unlimited. Use social networks to promote your store right from our site. Remember, there are never any fees, no matter how much you sell. Become a member today. I'm a member. Get all your friends to sign up, too. This could become a great business for you. Sell whatever you want for the first 30 days free at BuySellMakeOffer.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Imagine what it's like to be active your whole life and then find out you're going blind.
I have age-related macular degeneration, or AMD. As a wife, mother, and grandmother, my sight is precious to me, so I was relieved to find that treatments for some forms of AMD are available, and research for additional treatments is underway. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website fightblindness.org, where I found so much helpful information. Call 1-800-BLINDNESS today.